They have a historic responsibility to stop the fighting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Turkey's president told Russian and Ukrainian negotiators in Istanbul for the first talks in 2 weeks. And while Ukraine's president hails his military driving the Russians out of areas around the capital, Kyiv, other cities are in near ruins, like Mariupol, where thousands have died.
The mayor there says that half of the people have fled, but half still remain. And these are people who are having to find what little food they can cook over open flames because there isn't power. And they're also having to melt snow just to drink water. The mayor this week calling for a complete evacuation, solemnly announcing that the city is primarily in the hands of the occupiers.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. President Biden's clarified what he said Saturday in Poland, that Russia Russian leader Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power.
I want to make it clear, I wasn't then, nor am I now, articulating a policy change. I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies.
The original comment did put partner nations on edge, not wanting to provoke Russia or feed their propaganda. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov responded, saying, quote, "This is a statement that is certainly alarming."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has voted to recommend the full House hold two ex-Trump administration officials, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, in contempt of Congress for not cooperating. Democratic Committee Chairman Benny Thompson rejects their reason.
Executive privilege doesn't belong to just any White House official.
Will Smith has apologized to Chris Rock for slapping him during the Oscars Sunday night for a joke about his wife, posting on Instagram his behavior was
unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Smith apologized on stage to the Academy afterward while accepting the Best Actor Award. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
President Biden has sent to Congress a $5.8 trillion budget plan that would raise the corporate tax rate and put a new wealth tax on some billionaires. And while Republicans may oppose all that, the president's also proposing increasing spending on the military and law enforcement.
I've said it before. The answer is not to defund our police departments. It's to fund our police and give them all the tools they need.
Progressive Democrats have called for less police funding, but crime has been rising in many cities this year, from New York to L.A.
Violent crime is pretty bad in Los Angeles and getting worse. Armed robberies are up 44% so far this year compared to last, and up 57% from 2020. Dion Joseph is a law enforcement consultant and active police officer in Los Angeles.
It's a pretty sad day where people basically have to sacrifice their civil liberties, and law enforcement agencies have to tell people that, hey, you can't do the things you normally can do. And that's how bad it's gotten, because the criminals know they pretty much have a free pass, and they have a good friend in DA's office across this country, and that desperately needs to change.
I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
In Tennessee, an ex-nurse is paying for a deadly mistake.
38-year-old Redonda Vaught was convicted of criminal negligent homicide and gross neglect of an impaired adult. She mistakenly injected the powerful paralyzing drug Vecuronium instead of a sedative to Charlene Murphy back in 2017. The 75-year-old woman later died. Prosecutors say Vaught disregarded warnings when she grabbed the wrong drug from an electronic dispensing cabinet. She faces up to 8 years in jail when she's sentenced in May. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, so are most markets overseas. The Women's College Basketball Tournament Final Four is set. UConn beat NC State in double overtime and will next face Stanford. Louisville topped Michigan, setting up a showdown with South Carolina. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.